Today, Tuesday, the 20th of November, is the first anniversary of the death of Jesuit Father Angelo D'Agostino, who founded the Nyumbani Home for HIV-positive children. Today, some 2,000 HIV-positive children are served at Nyumbani, some living with their families, while others have lost their parents to AIDS. The current director of Nyumbani, Sister Mary Owens, spoke to us about the progress of Father D'Agostino's village.
A Nyumbani family is a blended family. It consists of a grandparent who has his or her own grandchildren, and then we ask the grandparent to accept into their family groups of children who have no grandparents. Our motto is education, our hope, our future. It's beautiful to see that, because really, apart from making sure that their basic needs are satisfied, the greatest gift we can give them is education, because it is the road to growing to full maturity into the beautiful creation that God has made those children, making sure that they can be self-reliant.